First look at the Wildcats this year. I hadn't seen you all year. How you been?
I don't know, man. I'm doing good. It's good to have you guys out here. We appreciate you coming.
Great to be out here. We got a warm night tonight, beautiful field. Talk with Coach Howell about this, man. The stadiums at Lexington and White Knoll play in are first rate, best in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Our playing surface is second to none. Our guys do a great job of getting this thing ready to play every week, and it's a beautiful facility.
Coach, talk about playing in Region 5 now. We got 5A football for the first time. You know, when I first heard that we were reclassifying this year, moving to 5A system, I was thrilled to learn that all 7 of the big high schools in the Midlands would be in the same region. It's been tough football for you. I know it's been tough for you and your kids, but great from a fan standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great for the fans. It's great for our gates. And as a competitor, that's what you want, man. I think you want to play against the best on their when they're at their best on their best night. And that's as a competitor, that's what you want. So you get that week in and week out in this conference. I mean, it's tough. It's tough football.
Coach Howell just came over and was making a joke, something about splitting the gate tonight.
Yeah. No, I don't know what he's talking about on that.
He was kidding, I think, wishful thinking, I think. Yeah. All right, talking with Josh Depp here at Lexington and White Knoll in the game of the week. Coach, yeah, I know you got a little bit of turnover at running back tonight, Coach. And I want you to talk about you got some new kids going to be carrying the football tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna rotate a couple different guys back there. Dante Davis is going to get the start, senior who's done a good job for us in a backup role. He'll start tonight. And then Jordan Hill is going to get some carries. Cooper Smith will get some carries. We'll rotate a number of different guys through there tonight.
All right, Coach, I've heard a lot about the Crouch boys here. You got the Crouch brothers playing. One's your quarterback, one's your receiver. And I heard that the 10th grader, your wideout, has made good progress this year. Apparently, he wasn't starting early in the year.
He wasn't. He was actually going to be a JV kid for us at the start of the year. And the kid's just, he's got it, man. When you talk about it from a coach's standpoint, the kid's just got it. You can't coach what he's got. He's a playmaker. He's a tough, hard-nosed kid. And both of them are great kids. They're going to be really good football players for us. But more importantly, they're great kids. They're great leaders for us.
Coach, the Crouch kid playing receiver. He didn't play varsity last year, his first year varsity?
First year varsity, yep. All receivers are first year varsity players. So, other than Oscar, Oscar's our only returning starter outside.
All right, Coach, you know you lost a lot of players, some really, really good football players off of last year's team to win at a state championship. So it's been, you know, a tough year for you in terms of you know, trying to get back to the level that you played at a year ago. But Lexington High has built a very solid program. You're in your fourth year now, and you got this program up and running. This program's in good shape.
Yeah, we do. And we feel like we've built a great foundation these first 3 years. You know, we had the highest three-year winning percentage in the history of the school. Played for a state championship last year and lost a lot of really good players off that team. But we have a good group. You know, we've battled the inconsistency bug. And that when you got a young group, that's what you're going to see week in and week out. We've just been very inconsistent. So if we could ever put four quarters a good football together, somebody's in trouble, and hopefully we'll be able to do that tonight.
Coach, you clinch a playoff berth, we believe, with a win here tonight, and there's a very good chance you can finish third in the region, so that would be another solid year. You know, the region's tough with Dutch Fort, number one team in the state, and Blythewood's an up-and-comer this year. They're much improved, so talk about what a win means for the football team tonight, and you can start to focus on the postseason a little bit.
It's big. It's big for us because it's another step towards our ultimate goal, which is winning the state championship, so it gets us in the playoffs and gets us ready for that, but you know, the biggest thing is we want to get better every time we come out. We're a young football team. We feel like hopefully we're going to be playing our best football here late in the year. So if we can come out and play well tonight, it'll be big for our kids.
We talked a good deal about the offense already, Coach. Tell us about top players on defense for Lexington High.
Golly, where do you start? That group's really played well. I mean, you go talk about the game at Blythewood, a game we should have won. We really won in all phases of the game except for the last play there, but that's neither here nor there. But our defense has done a great job. Matthew Boring anchors that group up front on the defensive line. Jake Samples has done a really good job playing Mike linebacker, replacing the All-American kid with Trey Mitchell from last year. And Eric Ricker anchors our secondary and has done a really good job. So, you know, there's a bunch of kids on that group that have played extremely well that are first-year players too. So I've been very impressed and very pleased with how our defense has played.
Coach Sepp, Lexington defense was so improved last year, and I think a lot of people felt like that was the number one reason that Lexington High, you know, moved into the first conversation with the best teams in the state. You did get to the championship game a year ago, and improvement on defense had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your kids got to want to play defense, and I think that was the problem here for a number of years is just wasn't enough importance on it. Kids didn't really want to play it. And our staff did a great job last year taking some kids who weren't the most athletic, but put them in a position to be successful, and that's what happened. We had a group of kids really buy into the way we wanted to do things, and they worked hard for 2 years, and then last year being their third year, the fruit of their labor kind of came out, and we had a heck of a run, man. We caught a lot of breaks. And, you know, when you talk about making a run to a state championship, you got to get lucky. You got to catch a lot of breaks, and we caught a lot of breaks last year. Hadn't caught those breaks this year, but you're not going to get them every year, so you just got to battle through it and hopefully get tougher through it.
Coach, you're throwing a real nice corner route in pregame warm-ups tonight.
Yeah, we don't have a backup quarterback per se. Oscar plays backup quarterback, but he also runs routes. So I throw until he gets back over here. So I'm going to need another arm surgery here in a few months.
Coach, we've been at Lexington High, I believe, more than we've been anywhere else in our 9 years on the Love Chevy Game of the Week. We appreciate the hospitality. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. I hope you guys enjoy yourself in the new press box.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thanks very much.